All right, we're doing Soulshine. This is in the key of B flat, and it's a perfect example of mixing major and minor pentatonics. All right, so watch this, you ready? Right there, we're in the key of B flat. It's just the intervals of it. We're in the key of B flat. Is 5, 6, 1, 6. 2 bend to 3, right? Right out of the major pentatonic. That's 5, release 3 to 2. That happens twice, and there's a little 1 in there too. So I'm not going to give you positions, I'm just giving you intervals. Just right out of the major pentatonic. So right there, there's a flat third. He's bending up to 4, but then there, on the way back, there's a flat third, which is minor pentatonic, and then he's in the minor pentatonic, so he milks that a little more with. So let's just listen to that one second. I get too enthusiastic about this stuff. I know. Right off the minor, keep going. And all that's right out of the minor. Right out of the minor. That's right out of the minor. But then watch this. When they go to the G minor chord, you almost have to go to the major pentatonic, because G minor is a relative minor of B major. So you're in B major-ish, not B blues, if you see what I mean. And then that's right out of the major. So does that give you an insight? I hope it does a little bit about how this stuff works. As to what to use when, you just use artistic intuition and your knowledge of harmony. For example, when it goes to F, that's the 5 chord of B flat. That kind of suggests a major pentatonic there. When it goes to E flat 7, that's a bluesy chord whose seventh is the minor third of the parent key. I know that's one for you to think about. So that all suggests blues or minor pentatonic. When you get to G minor, that suggests major pentatonic. When you get to A flat, that's a flat 7 chord, that suggests minor pentatonic. So it's a lot of toing and froing. There's a lot of subtlety involved. There's nothing technically that challenging that those players like that are really doing from a technical point of view in 2018. But it's innovative because it's very subtle. And the Allman Brothers were experts at that, you know, subtly mixing major and minor to make you feel good. You know, that's the whole point of the whole thing.